USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Power and Light is preparing for Hurricane Dorian by telling customers to expect power outages if they are in the path of the storm.
Tropical force winds are still expected to impact our service area over the next day or so, and are affecting many customers in our service area.
That's FPL Chief Communication Officer David Reuter, who says the storm, although it's been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, still remains very dangerous, and safety is one of the company's top priorities. A total of 34 people are now missing or confirmed dead after a diving boat caught fire and sank off the coast of California's Channel Islands. Coast Guard Captain Monica Rochester says they're now focused on recovery.
Search and rescue efforts, they have ceased.
20 bodies have been recovered and 14 people are still missing. A cause of the fire has not been released. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.